This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. You made it. It is finally Friday. It is May 30th, 5:30 a.m. Ready to get things going, ready to kick off the weekend. So much happening on the show today. We're so happy you are joining us. And yay, weekend is here. How you doing?
Yay, I'm good. I'm good. James's birthday's today. Lots of errands to run before he gets home from work. Just picking up cakes and little decorations and stuff. And I love doing that stuff. I love, like, surprising people. He's probably going to listen to the podcast later and hear this. But yes.
You said you're picking up cakes. Are you, like,
yes,
doing multiple cakes?
So we have one cake that we're picking up, and it's a joint birthday cake. It's for all the May birthdays we're celebrating with our friends. So it's me, since my birthday was last week, my friend Jody, whose birthday was on May the 4th, and then James's birthday. So it has happy birthday, Jody, Steph, and James.
Oh, that's cool.
And then he loves ube. And so I'm going to go to this place here in Chinatown called Purple Potato Factory, and it's ube everything.
I love ube too. I'm so with him.
Have you been to that place, by the way?
I've seen it. I've never been to it though, but I have seen it.
Yeah, so I'm picking up an ube cheesecake for him, a little slice.
Oh, that's gonna be so much fun.
I know.
You guys and then are you going to the Kendrick SZA show on Saturday night?
So that is still up in the air. We're still discussing how much we want to pay for a ticket, because if, unfortunately, this is how the business works in radio, is if people don't pick up their tickets, we're kind of at their mercy, right?
Right.
So today it's like, okay, if I don't get tickets from the radio station, then tomorrow I might take your tip, which is look at like Ticketmaster and these like tick pick places around 2 p.m., 3 p.m. So the tickets might drop. And
yeah,
that's what we're doing.
That's a good route, I think. I mean, we've gone last minute, like day of, and usually the prices start to drop in the afternoon. People are just desperate to get rid of their tickets. But yeah, I bet you'll be able to. It's at Allegiant, so it's like huge. You can't tell me that you're not going to be able to find a decent price seat. I say that and now watch, I jinx it for
you. No, I think we will end up going. It's just a matter of when and how much.
Yeah. We bought our tickets right when they went on sale. And the only reason is because Kendrick is one of my daughter's favorite artists, like of all time. Yeah. And so it was a surprise for her. We didn't tell her up until like a couple of months ago. We finally told her and she started crying when we told her. So it was really sweet.
Which daughter?
Brooklyn.
No kidding.
Yeah, that is her favorite. She's like, she is obsessed, knows every single song. And so, yeah, we're going to go on Saturday night. Looking forward to that. It should be a good time.
And what else are you guys up to this weekend?
Not much. Just kind of getting, you know, things reconfigured this weekend. You know, we had some damages occur at our home yesterday, and long story short, a rack from our garage that had storage collapsed. It pulled out the ceiling, and the things landed on my car and it damaged my car. And so we've got a handyman coming out who's going to give us an estimate on fixing that. Like we wanted to call the company who installed them. They're no longer in business.
No kidding.
And then we call other storage rack places and they're like, we don't touch anybody else's work. And we're like, oh, this is great.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah. They're like, sorry, if someone else installed it, we're not touching it.
What's the reasoning? Do you know?
I think they just don't want to be liable for anyone else's work or what. They just were so uninterested once we called them. They're like, oh, someone else installed it, sorry, we can't help you. It's like, okay,
try again later.
Yeah, so we've got a handyman who's going to be coming out and trying to give us an estimate on how to fix the damage. But yeah, it was just like one of those frustrating days yesterday, looking at my poor car
that
just goes all these dents on the hood now. And I'm just like, I try to, you know, I have a good attitude about it. It's like first world problems. It could have been worse. I'm not going to stress about it.
One was hurt and yes, everyone is safe. It's just a little, it's just things.
It's funny though, because I'm finding out more about the situation now from my daughter. She heard it all happen. It was 11:30 at night. She was downstairs. She was playing video games. She heard this huge crash in the garage and she got scared. She started texting my husband. Well, he was sound asleep. And so she got scared and she went and she locked all the doors. They were already locked, but anyone that wasn't. And that was that. So the next morning, I called my husband in a panic. I'm like, there's an issue down here. And then he looks at his text messages and sees she texted him all night. He's like, next time, please come and just get us. If you hear a gigantic crash in the garage, just come wake us up. We're okay with that.
You know? What if it was, I mean, knock on wood, if it was someone in there and like you go out into, it's 4 a.m. and you go out to leave for
the station.
It's like, yeah, that's probably something we should talk about.
You could definitely bother us from our sleep for that.
Yes.
So yeah, but lots to get to today. We've got not one, but 2 4-packs of tickets for you to go to Disneyland. 4 packs of 2-day, 1 park per day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Your first chance to win coming up at 7:30 this morning with the Mega Minute. But let's get the show started. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Tootsie Roll by 69 Boys? Do you want to hear How Bizarre by OMC?
How bizarre. How bizarre. How bizarre.
Or do you want to hear Clocks by Coldplay? Choices. You can get your votes in right now. You can tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning, or text or call us right now at 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're gonna want to hear this.
We have more to come on the pre-show this morning on the way next. We all know every city has its own thing, right? But what about a go-to job? Steph noticed a trend with some coworkers from Seattle and Portland, and now we're putting it to the test. Can you guess the city based on its most stereotypical job? We'll talk about it next, but first, the votes are in, and Tootsie Roll by 69 Boys is a pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music.
Let's go.
You pick it. We play it.
Yeah.
It's Mercedes in the Morning. Pre-show, you pick them.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. Have you ever noticed certain cities have jobs that just feel like iconic for that city? Like if you grew up there, odds are you did it or you knew people who did it. And you were talking to some coworkers where you made this observation.
I did. And it's so funny because it's as if like this general area, they're known for working this job. So I was talking to two coworkers. One of them is from Seattle. And the other one's from Portland. And they were talking about what they did up there, where they went to school. And we found out that they were both
loggers.
What'd you think?
Loggers.
Try again.
Oh, for that area, I just think of like forests.
Yeah.
And trees. I don't know. What is it? I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I was like, you're in this momentum that I want to go towards. It's baristas.
Oh, yes. Okay. That makes total sense.
With like the Seattle, the first coffee shop of Starbucks there. Oh. Dutch Bros is from Portland. So we're on this right page. So I feel like there's different cities in the country where I think of, I don't know, our town. And I'm like, what do you think about Las Vegas? A job description.
A casino worker, dealer, whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so I put a little game together with the help of ChatGPT.
What is it?
It's called Guess That City.
Okay.
Based on the job description.
All right. Okay. So these are just like the jobs that the city is known for.
Yes,
okay.
Exactly. So we kind of already covered Vegas because that was going to be my first one, but I'll go to the second one. The second one is they work at a dispensary by day, hike a mountain by the weekend, and own more Patagonia than furniture.
That would be Colorado. Denver, possibly?
Is that Denver?
Yeah.
Yep.
You had originally I was going to go with somewhere in California, but then you mentioned Patagonia and I was like, "Oh, done. Mm-hmm. That is Denver for sure."
I love it. Okay. This next city. They work at a surf shop, teach yoga at sunrise, and call everyone bruh.
LA.
Close.
San Diego?
Yes.
I knew it was SoCal somewhere.
Yep.
It's just a matter of where. Okay.
Okay. Next city. They're waiting for their big break in Hollywood, but currently serving smoothies in West Hollywood.
L.A.
There we go. Okay.
Yes, they're all actors that are working temporarily as servers.
Yes. They're starving artists, as we call them. Okay, let's move out of California. They sell real estate all day and hit the clubs by night, always looking flawless in 95-degree heat.
Miami?
You are correct.
Ooh.
Where did you get Miami in that one?
I was just thinking of those shows where they have kind of like Selling Sunset, but then you said we were getting out of California, so then that was my next guess. Like,
yeah.
Okay, it's still hot, so it's got to be somewhere in the South.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, next one. They probably have a PhD, argue about the Patriots, and pronounce car without the R.
Oh, Boston.
You are right.
Park the car in Harvard Yard.
Hey, what's your best Boston accent?
That's it. That was just it.
Try it again.
Park the car in Harvard Yard.
Kind of sounds a little Australian if you tell me.
That's true.
All right, last one.
Okay.
They can pull the perfect espresso shot while reconnecting an obscure indie band and dodging the rain.
Obscure indie band. See, I would say Seattle again.
You
on that.
Are correct.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Look at me.
Your city.
Baristas and indie bands.
Yeah.
That's what Seattle is known for. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. It's finally Friday, you guys. We made it. It is May 30th. It is 6:03. this morning, getting ready for the weekend. Some of you probably are working this weekend. Maybe you're going out this weekend. I just, as we do head into the weekend, I have a stat here that might make you rethink those party invites that you may be receiving. Mm. Did you know that 45% of married couples say that they get into a fight after going to a party together?
45%?
Almost half of couples say they get into a fight after going to a party together. So obviously, that's nearly half of us who show up as a united front, and then we leave with like a battle royale happening on the drive home. Do you guys ever get into arguments after you leave a party or you're out with friends or anything like that?
I mean, sometimes we do. Maybe when the alcohol is running and we're saying things we don't mean. But it's been so long since that happened. What about you guys?
It's been a while too. But I do remember the last post-party fight I got into with Matt was when he spent like the whole party on his phone. And the whole time I'm like looking at him and he's not like mingling. He's just sitting there on his phone like, not talking. People would go up and try to talk to him, and he'd act just like so uninterested and just, yeah. And then just keep. And I was like, oh my gosh, like that's just so rude.
And Matt doesn't drink.
No. And that's probably also, he was probably annoyed with people who were drinking, is my guess. But I remember getting in the car and I'm like, so why were you on your phone the whole time? And I was kind of confrontational about it. And he's like, because I was ready to go. And I was like, then why didn't you just tell me? And he's like, well, that would have been rude for me to just go up to you and say, hey, I want to go. I go, well, you were on your phone. You could have texted me. And he's like, oh, what kind of remark is that? And then we just got into it on the way home. And so we finally got to a point where it was like complete and total silence after that.
Yeah. I think about the last time we got into a fight. It was actually when we were in Hawaii, and we were out with friends, and one of the friends that lives in Hawaii, his name is Dallas, he wasn't texting me back for some reason why he wasn't out or whatever. And I was like, Dallas, where are you? Dallas, where is this? And I was really looking forward to seeing him while in Hawaii. And I remember there was a remark that James did that just made me so upset. He goes, can you just stop and forget about Dallas for a second? We're in Hawaii. Let's have fun.
Oh.
And the way, it's the tone.
The way he said it, right?
The way he said it. If he said it differently, I would have been like, you're right. Let me forget about Dallas and let's just move on with the night. But it's the way he said it that got us into a fight.
Yeah, delivery is everything. I say the same thing to my husband. So just be careful this weekend as you go to your parties. Try to let the little things slide. This text just came in. We got into a fight because I didn't introduce my wife to my boss's wife fast enough. Sorry, I'm not running HR at this barbecue. And then this one says from Jen, my husband and I fought because he made a joke at the party and everyone laughed except me. Guess who didn't think dad jokes were funny at 11 p.m.? Yeah, you got to support with the fake laugh.
You do, especially in front of coworkers.
Oh, yeah. Well, so much coming up on the show today. As promise, we've got your Disneyland ticket, 7:30 with a Mega Minute, another four pack of 2-day, one park per day passes to the Disneyland Resort. But not only that, we've got an extra four pack to give away this morning. That's going to happen in the 8 o'clock hour. So be listening for that. And on the way next, we have What's Trending. Miley Cyrus just dropped her new album. It's already got people talking. Heartbreak, bangers, and a movie premiere. I'm going to break it all down for you coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Miley Cyrus is trending this morning. She is back. Are you ready for some new Miley? She dropped her 9th album, Something Beautiful. And honestly, I feel like the title says it all. I think it sounds really good. This one's got 13 tracks. Pop bangers. It's got big feelings. A lot of the you know how there's some albums that are like one song you listen to and that's it, and mm-hmm. then there's others that you start play from the beginning and play all the way to the end. I feel like it has that kind of energy.
Really?
On it. Yeah, I liked it. The album kind of dives into the themes of heartbreak and trauma, but then there's also a lot of like healing and optimism on that, which I love hearing from Miley. So there's two collaborations on the album that include songs with Naomi Campbell.
No kidding.
The model, Naomi Campbell.
Has she ever been in any songs before?
I know she's been in videos before, but that song is Every Girl You've Ever Loved and Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. He's on bass in that. Now, Naomi's not singing. It's like a spoken word on that one. So let's play a little hook. Let's see if she's in this part. Her saying I'm every girl you ever loved, or is that Miley?
I think it might be Miley. I think Naomi might be after this part right here.
Every girl you've ever loved.
She has the perfect sense. There we go. Yeah.
There she is.
She speaks the perfect French.
Ooh. I love the sound of it. It's kind of like 80s synth vibes, you know?
Perfect words for that.
Yeah,
yes.
It's really good. Of course, we know this song, that the single has already come out, End of the World. Which the first time I heard it, it didn't do anything for me. But the more I listen to it, the more I really like it.
It's funny because this reminds me of like the, do you remember that group A-Team? Like from the 90s? They're like a girl group. I think they're from like Ireland. And they had like one hit, but it reminds me of that feeling.
Interesting. Yeah. There's some of the other songs include a song called More to Lose, very sax enhanced ballad.
Kind of a mixture of everything on this album.
Yeah. I think it's really good. I don't know how it's going to do. I hope it does well. But yeah, definitely worth checking out along with the album. There's going to be a companion film that's going to premiere at the Tribeca Film Festival on June 6th. They're going to have a one-night theatrical event across North America on June 12th for that. But yeah, it's new music from Miley. I love it. The album obviously has a lot of different kind of themes on it, and that's what I love about Miley. Like, you can't just pigeonhole her into one area. She's a little bit of everything.
I think that divorce really did really well with her creativity.
It just kind of opened up a whole new world for her.
Yeah, I think so too.
And that's what's trending. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. You know those moments when you like wake up and you think, okay, I am finally on top of things. My house is organized. Everything's where it's supposed to be. I had one of those yesterday right up until I stepped into my garage in the morning. And that's when the universe decided to humble me hard. I talked a little bit about this. Picture this, though. I open the door to go into my garage to get in the car, come to work in the morning, and I see my overhead storage rack, the giant heavy-duty thing we paid someone to professionally install, dangling from the ceiling like... It kind of reminded me of like Universal Studios when like you go in and they show the things collapsing in that one
studio tour.
Yes.
It's like Spider-Man hanging from like the wall.
That's what I felt. And I was like, huh? And all of a sudden I noticed this box that was full of my kids' like schoolwork and awards and report cards and every precious look mom moment now scattered all across the hood of my car and on the floor. And now I have a brand new dent to prove it in my car, on my car. And just for fun, there was a giant metal ladder that had just been hanging there, like literally inches away from finishing the job and giving me a convertible. Like, it was just like, oh my gosh. So naturally, yesterday I call the company that installed it, nowhere to be found. out of business.
No kidding.
I'm like, oh, it's like, sorry, we wrecked your garage. Here's a Starbucks card. Like, just gone.
Not even. It's just like, good luck.
Yeah. So here I am, garage in some shambles, car damaged, no one to call. So if you see me driving around with like glitter glue and old spelling tests like stuck to the hood of my car, just know my house is trying to humble me. But has your home or your apartment ever given you like a why me moment? Like you're just sitting there trying to live your life and suddenly you are like starring in your own paranormal disaster movie. Like, did your ceiling collapse? Did your dishwasher flood the kitchen just minutes before company was supposed to arrive? Have you ever been house humbled? 702-364-9400.
Oh man, I remember my childhood home. The way to get to the backyard, of course, is through the sliding door. So, of course, you have the glass sliding door, and then you have the screen door.
Yes.
So, the screen door was giving us a run for our money. Every single time we would open the screen door, it would fall off the little railing. And all the time, it would fall off. We would have to, like, put it back on. And it would get so embarrassing at some points where I would have to, like, when I'd have friends over, I'd be like, we're not going in the backyard.
Oh, it was just too much work.
Pain, yes.
Just speaking of the screen door, you totally jogged a memory. There, our screen. Did anyone have, like, an issue with the screen door where you ran into it? I remember my brother was trying to chase me to beat me up or something, and I ran into the backyard. I opened the screen door, slammed the screen door shut, and he didn't see that, and he thought the door was open, like he couldn't see the screen, and he just ran right into the screen door, and it was like the best house revenge ever that I've seen. And he just falls on his back, and I was like, hey.
Oh man, the best.
Let's talk to Bonnie. Hey Bonnie, did you ever get house humbled? What happened?
My upstairs neighbor decided to steam a shirt on the fire sprinklers, and she set off the fire sprinklers in the apartment complex.
Oh, no.
My whole apartment.
Was everything ruined like a total loss?
Yes.
Oh,
how did you recover, Bonnie?
You just pick yourself up and dust yourself off and do what you got to do.
Yeah, that's what I keep saying. Like, at the end of the day, it's just stuff. Things that either can be fixed or, again, is just stuffed. Like, what can you do? It's not worth beating yourself up over. This text just came in and says, my house I bought 3 years ago is cursed. Simple things I've done multiple times, like changing an outlet will take 2.5 hours, at least 3 trips to Lowe's to accomplish. This one says, my mother-in-law's house, twice this year when she left home, something major happened. The first time she left on vacation and her refrigerator of 2 years stopped working. Then about
2 years?
Yeah, that's it. It's not even like it's an old one. Then about 4 months later, when she left on vacation, her air conditioning unit went out.
No.
Seems like the house does not like her going on vacation.
Oh,
and then this one says, just like you, wasn't my garage, but my closet organizer just fell apart. Woke up to a big pile of clothes in my closet. I'm a DIYer, so I was able to fix it myself. It's funny. I don't know what time of day that happened to you, but like, does all this stuff always happen in the middle of the night? I feel like why couldn't that thing have collapsed when I was at work and my car wasn't there for
That's
it to
so
land on?
Is it like a haunted thing?
Like
is there ghosts messing with you?
Or like when your battery runs out on your fire detector, it always happens in the middle of the night. It's never during the day when you're like, oh, okay, let me go fix it. You know what I mean?
No, like, kidding.
The ghosts do come out at night. I'm serious.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
You know, ChatGPT and other types of AI devices have really made it challenging for teachers to grade things accurately, to know that their students are not cheating, and now to fight off the AI-powered cheating wave, teachers are going old school with a surprising hero, the Humble Blue Book.
Oh my gosh.
Sales of the classic 20th century paper exam booklets are skyrocketing as universities are shifting back to handwritten essays and tests.
I love this. This is brilliant.
You can't beat them at the ChatGPT game. Now you bring back the old school way of writing. A lot of educators see AI as a creative tool. Others are just pumping the brakes and demanding pens over prompts. It's a tug of war between tradition and tech in today's classrooms, and teachers are digging in their heels for the battle.
That is going to be a learning curve for a lot of kids that are so used to like tablets and being stuff on their laptops, and now they have to hand write essays and exams.
Just here's the blue book. Okay, please write me an essay on 20th century, you know, politics or whatever. And then they're like, like that's really going to get people.
Why did I get nervous as if I was in the classroom and you were the teacher giving me the book right now?
Seriously.
Wow.
People depend on it too much. Like I use it for like, I use it for stupid things. I think I use it for like therapy more than anything. Like I have an issue with, you know, how should I handle this situation? What's a good way to do that? I mean, I know there's so much more I could use it for, but I've literally started using ChatGPT as a friend more than anything. It's so sad.
When you told me about how you could use ChatGPT for therapy, there was something that happened to me yesterday that I was extremely upset about that I needed to vent to someone.
Aww.
So I went to ChatGPT on how to handle my emotions, but also how to respond to the situation. And I it's about a family member and what they did to us. And maybe we'll talk about it later in the show.
Oh boy. I want to hear the ChatGPT advice on it. That's what I want to hear.
Yeah, I got
hell, I probably shouldn't like say too much about it, but like I was also in a situation where it was just like I was saying goodbye, but I also wanted to make it known, like a little passive aggressive little statement thrown in there so they knew something. And I was like, can you please help me get this point across, but still adding a little bit of a passive aggressive tone to it? And she's like, I got you.
And then it's like in milliseconds she responds. It's insane.
I know. It's crazy. Also this morning, big changes are brewing as Starbucks shakes up its rewards programs, and loyal members are not going to be thrilled about this new twist. So starting on June 24th, the 25 bonus stars that you used to get for bringing in your own reusable cup, those are getting replaced with double stars. So now you're going to need to spend at least $12.50 to earn those same stars. So unless you're splurging on multiple drinks, you're probably going to end up with fewer perks. This whole tweak follows other little shifts that they've made, like raising the number of stars needed for free drinks, making it clear if you want the perks, you're going to have to pay a little bit more for them. So keep that in mind.
I love Starbucks and I always scan it when I'm buying a drink. What I'm so horrible at is redeeming them. Like I forget I have them.
I forget too. Yeah. I know, even on my birthday, I remember saying that morning, I'm like, yay, I get my free drink at Starbucks. And then I totally forgot to go.
And it's only for one day. It's not like, oh, you can redeem it for 2 weeks. It's like you only get one day and one day only to redeem.
I wish they gave you some leeway on that. That just doesn't seem fair. Like with my Nike discount that I get 20% off for a month after at least. Thank you, because I might not be able to go right then and there.
Starbucks is savage.
Exactly. Finally this morning, Sydney Sweeney, she has teamed up with Dr. Squatch to release a limited edition soap. It's called Bathwater Bliss, and it's made with the same suds from her bubble bath in the brand's ads. So the soap includes exfoliating sand, pine bark extract, and a splash of water from Sydney's original bath. They said, Sydney shared a press release and said, when your fans start asking for your bath water, you can either ignore it or turn it into a bar of Dr. Squatch soap. She called the product weird in the best way, and she said it smells incredible and it delivers actual real quality. There's only 5,000 bars that are going to be made. They launch on June 6th, if you really want to get yourself a bar of Sydney Sweeney's bathwater soap. There's a lot of interesting reactions online. One fan joked that people could be spending spend their life savings getting as many as they can. I'm sorry, but anyone's bathwater, I don't care how hot you are, is disgusting.
I mean, what wasn't it Gwyneth Paltrow with her Goop brand? She had a candle that smelled like her hoo-ha.
Yes.
And then not only that, she also had another candle that smelled like when she arrived in Ohio.
Oh, gross. Are you serious?
I don't know how they even think of this stuff. And like, what does this stuff even sell?
Well, here's the funny thing. So when that candle that smelled like her hoo-ha came out, my friend, as a joke, bought it for me.
Oh, like a gag joke.
She ordered it for me and had it delivered to my house. Well, it arrived in July in Las Vegas. So I go out to the, I see a package was delivered. I go out and I pick up this package and I could tell something had soaked through it. I was like, what the? And it was like, my hands were like sticky. I was like, what the heck? I go and I open it and it's just like wet and I'm freaking out. I'm like, what is this? And it's an empty jar with a wick hanging out of it.
No.
All the wax had melted and spilled all over the box. All I got was a stupid vagina candle holder and a wick. No wax. I couldn't burn anything.
And you smelled like Gwyneth Paltrow all over your hands.
I gotta say, it smelled pretty good though.
Did it really? Okay.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
Okay, let's get our contestant, Michelle, your caller 20. I hear you have some help this morning, Michelle. Who's with you?
Dana.
Dana, Michelle and Dana, how you guys doing?
Great, thank you.
Good. You ready to beat me?
Yes.
Okay, let's do this. All you got to do.
If no one knows the game, they're like, wait, what are we talking about?
Why are you going to beat Mercedes? What'd she do to you? No, we want you to guess the song faster than I can. Song and artist. If you do that, this $1,125 diamond pendant from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers is yours, okay? Good luck, you guys. I'm going to leave the room now. You got this, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Bye, Mercedes. She's leaving the studio. Michelle and Dana, this is how Beat Mercedes works. I'm going to play the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, you're going to shout out, got it, super loud into that phone. You stop the clock, and within 5 seconds, you got to give me something, okay? Okay, you guys ready to go?
Yeah.
All right, the next sound that you hear is the song, and that song starts now.
Got it.
Okay, go ahead.
Another One Bites the Dust.
Mm-hmm. By?
Queen. What? Queen. Queen.
By Queen. Okay, I'm bringing Mercedes in, okay? All right, she's coming in. Michelle and Dana, you guys are at work. What part of town are you guys working?
Southern Highlands.
Nice. All right, Mercedes is back. Mercedes, you ready to do this?
Yes, sorry.
That was
totally get readjusted here.
I realized you were like kind of struggling over there. I was like, maybe we should have taken more time.
No, you're good.
Okay, you ready to do this?
Yes, I'm ready. That was very fast. So let's do this.
Okay, so the next sound that you hear is the song, and that song starts now.
Got it.
Wow.
Another One Bites the Dust by Queen.
Jeez. Okay. You stopped the clock really fast at 1.3 seconds.
Okay.
And you are correct.
Okay.
Another One Bites the Dust by Queen. Michelle and Dana, they were also fast.
Oh, boy.
They got the right answer.
Oh, boy.
But they stopped the clock at 2.3 seconds.
Oh, my gosh. 1 second?
1 second.
I should have just taken a deeper breath and think, wow. I can't throw it, though. I can't.
You can't.
I'll get in real big trouble if I do.
We want the honest you. And if you knew it, then that's when you stopped the clock.
Oh, Michelle and Dana, I'm so sorry. Oh, man, that's a heartbreaker on a Friday. The only redeeming thing about this is now we have a bigger diamond pendant. $1,150. You guys should totally try again on Monday, Michelle and Dana. That was a really fast time. And that means we get to kick off this Friday with a really good throwback. It's Another One Bites the Dust and Queen. It's Mix 94.1.
Let's go! Walks further down the street with the brim pool way down low.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Have you ever had a referral gone wrong? Or someone has asked you for a referral and you're like, I don't think there's anything more stressful than someone asking for like your hairstylist info, especially when you know they're going to make you look bad just by association.
Oh, no.
And so... Here's what happened. And tell me what you guys think I should do or if you've ever been in this situation before. 702-364-9400. I have this former coworker. Haven't worked with this person in a long time, but they messaged me on social media asking me for a referral to the girl that does my hair. And let me tell you, I would sooner give her my social security number than let her loose in that salon.
Really?
Yes. This is okay. This same person once saw me tag one of my other like beauty service providers in an Instagram story, stalked her business, and then messaged her saying I referred her, which I did not.
Oh, God.
And saying, like, demanding to get in ASAP. And so, of course, that service provider was like, oh, okay, if Mercedes saying, okay. So she actually called me afterwards and was like, why did you send that woman to me? And I'm like, what are you even talking about? And she's like, so-and-so came in. She said you referred to her, her to me, that she needed to get in ASAP and you told her I would get her in. And so I did. And she was a nightmare. And I was like, oh my God.
A nightmare?
Yeah. I guess
her words?
She said she talked down to her. She complained about everything. And I'm like, dude, she's not even my friend. I used to work with her, and I think she got it off of my story. She goes, don't tag me in your stories anymore.
I do not want the business, Mercedes. I know. Please don't.
I'm like, I am so sorry. So now, same person, just randomly messages me on Instagram. Haven't spoken to this person in a long time. And I'm like sitting here trying to draft like the world's most diplomatic response, like, there's no way I'm unleashing this tornado on my hairstylist. There's no way. But how do you say no to something like that? Or have you ever done the same thing where you referred someone and they were like not good, or maybe you got the referral? I don't know how to, I don't want to gatekeep, but also I want to protect the people I care about. You know what I mean?
I think you're in a tough position. What if you did this? And I don't know if this is wrong, but this is where my head's going, is if you respond back saying, hey, let me talk to my hairstylist. I'm not sure if she's accepting new clients yet.
That's diplomatic.
You think so?
But then I still have to respond to her.
You do. And then what if you're like, you know what? Here's her number. And then warn her, your hairstylist on the side. Be like, hey, just to let you know, this girl, she's going to hit you up. Just say no and put it in the hairstylist's hands.
Like make it. I just hate to make her do the extra work, but I totally get what you're saying. Like, I got to find a way out of this one. Do I cave, give her the number, and then let my hairstylist text me like, why Mercedes, why, in all caps? Or the referral thing could be so tricky, because I think so many times you want to get your friend's new business, but at the same time it's like, I don't want to send you bad business. Let's talk to Lana, 702-364-9400. Hi Lana, what do you think?
Good morning. Well, I think you should just tell her that your hairdresser's not taking new clients.
And just kind of nip it in the bud right there. But then I'm sure, I'm just afraid that she's going to like test me on it. Like, what if she figures out like who she is? And then all of a sudden she's like, well, I heard you weren't taking new clients. You know what I mean? I know that's probably the simple thing to do. And I think that's what I probably will do. I don't like lying, but at the same time, if it's to protect someone, I totally get it. Thanks, Lana. This text just came in. It said, OMG, same. I once referred a friend to my nail tech, and now my tech is quote unquote on vacation. Every time I try to book, I ruined it for myself. Yeah, like they get mad at you because you sent them a bad client, and then all of a sudden, you can't get the appointment anymore. Taylor, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. So I have a hairstylist that's had the same situation with a previous client, and she was a nightmare. She pretty much just says, you know, if you refer anyone to me, just let them know that I'm not taking any new clients at this time, that you're fully booked. You don't have any space for new clientele. You just don't have the time.
Yeah, that sounds like the best way to go. And in all honesty, she may not be taking any new clients. So maybe it wouldn't be a lie. This text said, I referred someone once and she showed up 45 minutes late, demanded a discount, and then complained about the music. My hairdresser texted me a broken scissors emoji. Lesson learned. You got to be careful, you know? You got to take care of your people. Let's talk to Isabella. Isabella, good morning.
Good morning.
What happened?
I don't have a story myself, but I just have advice. Maybe you should look up a different hairstylist and give her that number.
That is brilliant, Isabella.
But wait, then this totals stranger who doesn't deserve the wrath of this woman is going to have to deal with it and be like, who's Mercedes and why did she refer this bee to me?
And that is hysterical. And she shows up to the appointment. She goes, yeah, this Mercedes lady on the radio said that. She's like, Mercedes on the radio?
She's like, I will never listen to her for sending you to me. I don't know if I want to do that to someone. The karma may come around and get me on that. It's Mix 94.1.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Christy, you're caller 20. Yeah. You ready to do this?
Yay. Yes, I'm ready.
All right, Christy, who do you have with you this morning?
My friend Elise.
Hi, Elise.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, ladies, this is how it works. You are going to play the Mega Minute. You get 60 seconds to answer 10 questions correctly. You do that in that time, and you're walking away with a 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Are you ready to do this?
Yes, we're ready.
All right. I love your guys' energy. All right, ladies, if you're struggling with a question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, it starts now.
The song A Whole New World is from what Disney movie?
Aladdin.
Yes. Finish this quote. Where there's smoke, there's what?
Fire.
Yes. What 2017 handheld toy featured a ball bearing center with spinning arms?
Pass.
What Disney princess has a castle in the middle of Disneyland?
Sleeping Beauty.
Yes. Nacho cheese and Cool Ranch are flavors of what brand of chips?
Doritos.
Yes. When Kanye West interrupted Taylor Swift at the VMAs, who did he say should have won instead?
Beyonce.
Yes. What does the L stand for in a BLT sandwich?
Lettuce.
Yes. Which Disney character plays the gypsy in Hunchback of Notre Dame?
Esmeralda.
Yes. What was Mr. Rogers' first name?
Pass.
What Disney Channel show did Selena Gomez star as Alex Russo with magical powers? Yes, that was correct. Oh, Christy, Elise, I'm so sorry. We had to pass on a couple of them. The 2017 handheld toy featuring a ball bearing center with spinning arms. Everyone had them. Remember the fidget spinners?
Oh, those were everywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
Tough question,
that
though.
Was a hard one. And then what was Mr. Rogers' first name? I don't know if a lot of people know. His first name was Fred. Fred Rogers.
That's right.
I'm sorry, Christy and Elise. You guys did really well. Only those two questions, but that means caller 20. You're getting these tickets, a 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. You'll also be qualified for the grand prize of a 2-night stay at one of the Disneyland hotels and upgraded tickets. Here's the deal. If you don't get in now for these tickets, don't worry. We'll have another 4-pack for you next hour. Just be listening for your cue to call in. But right now, caller 20 gets these tickets, 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
We send our kids to college knowing how to do algebra, write a solid essay, maybe even cook a bowl of ramen. But it turns out a lot of them don't know how to do things like the laundry or how to grocery shop or how to pay their bills. And that's why classes on how to adult are popping up at college campuses across the country. This is such a great idea. And I don't know why people haven't been jumping on this earlier, but they say that kids are just growing up less independent and they're less likely to learn how to do adult things as high school students. So then they get to college and they don't know how to do things. So colleges like Michigan State University, they're stepping up to teach it. They're offering adulting 101 classes to help them learn to navigate the complexities of everyday life as an independent adult. And it focuses on practical life skills, also financial literacy and credit and banking and budgeting. University of California Riverside's adulting program that focuses on three areas: basic needs, career development, and financial wellness. And a lot of similar programs are being offered at colleges to fill in those gaps. Now, you know, we just need to have the kids pay attention to it. But hey, it's such a great step forward.
Oh my God, this is brilliant. I wish they had this when I was in college. Is there something that you wish you knew going into college, maybe living out on your own? You're like, mom didn't teach me this.
I think anything to do with like home buying and mortgages, like I didn't even know what a mortgage meant until we were decided we wanted to buy a house. And I'm like, well, where do we go? Like, do we just go to the house? Like, I didn't know how to do it. I was like, oh, we call a realtor. Well, the realtor is like, do you have approval? Or like, what's your limit? And I'm like, I don't know. They're like, you have to go and you got to get approval. I'm like, where do I go for that? Like, I wish someone would have just taught me how that whole process worked.
I know this sounds silly, but I didn't know how to do laundry when I moved out. Like, in a sense where how much detergent to put in or the bleach and like how much to put into that. Like, when James and I started dating and we first moved out on our own, James taught me. He's like, this is how my mom taught me. And he's like, you don't dry those clothes. You air dry those. You hang those up for 24 hours. I'm like, what? And it was something I wish I learned in college or even before.
Oh yeah, I really feel like these should be high school classes, honestly. Yeah. That way they're prepared for college. Like, if you're paying tuition for college, or maybe you got a scholarship, I would hate for you to waste it on that stuff. You should learn that in high school and then have that so you're ready to go when you leave, you know?
Yeah.
We're getting some texts here. It says, I had no idea I had to file taxes or how to do it my first year out of college. Yeah, like my daughter, she didn't know she had to file taxes when she got a job. I got her tax forms. I'm like, well, now you got to file taxes. She's like, what does that even mean? I'm like, what? Oh, and I realized, well, I never taught her that. You know?
Like, what's a dependent and how many am I relying on me? And
exactly.
I'm like, you put 0, 1, 2. I don't know.
It's a lot. So, yeah, I think those should be taught in high school. But at least, you know, we're at least getting the education out there. Also this morning, Chris Hemsworth's Thor has always been one of the best things about the Marvel Cinematic Universe. But is his time coming to an end? Chris posted a video of Thor highlights on YouTube this week. And a lot of people are like, wait, what's happening? It looks like it's a farewell video. Like, as in, does Thor die in Avengers Doomsday? Below the video, Chris said, quote, playing Thor has been one of the greatest honors of my life. For the last 15 years, I've held, how do you say the name of the hammer?
Oh, I forgot. What is it called?
M-J-O-L-N-I-R.
I'm not going to remember how to pronounce
it. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Thor's hammer.
Yeah. And then
Mjolnir? I don't know.
Please, someone call us and tell us how do you say the name of Thor's hammer, 702-364-9400. He says, for the past 15 years, I've held blank and then Stormbreaker as the god of thunder. But what made it truly special was sharing it with all of you. Your passion, your cheers, and your love for this character have meant everything to me. Thank you for making my journey through the Marvel Cinematic Universe unforgettable. Next up, Doomsday. So people are like, why did he post that? Why does this sound like a goodbye? What is going on? And it has people freaking out a little bit. Like, this may be the end of Thor. They could never get rid of Thor. He's too big of a character. You would think that would be like the last Marvel superhero that they would want to get rid of, but stranger things have happened. Let's talk to Caitlin. Hey, Caitlin, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Can you say the name of Thor's hammer?
Yeah, Mjolnir.
Mjolnir.
You are the best. Yeah.
Thank you, Caitlin.
You are the absolute best. I will never forget that now. Thanks to Caitlin. I hope he's not saying goodbye.
I love Thor. I think he's funny. I loved it when he was like, look, he gained weight.
Oh, yeah. Chunky Thor.
Chunky Thor.
Thick Thor.
He was thick with 3 C's.
He was so cute. Finally, this morning, couples who are on the brink of divorce are shelling out hundreds of dollars per hour to pay for not therapy, but a divorce coach. Nowadays, 40 to 50% of people's first marriages end in divorce. And to make things even more real, reportedly every 42 seconds, a U.S. couple ends their marriage.
That's cool. Wait, for every 42
every
seconds?
Every 2 seconds, a couple enter.
Wait, you said 2 seconds?
Every 42.
I mean, that's still a lot.
Yeah, that's still a lot. So to help these unhappy couples navigate closing this chapter in their lives, people are hiring divorce coaches, and they're not afraid to pay a pretty penny for them either. Some of the services these coaches provide are helping clients work through their emotional reactions, from information in their legal cases, working with attorneys to provide extra support and just help strategize a plan for post-divorce life. One of these divorce coaches says she takes things a step further by helping divorcees with their well-being, eventually their dating lives too, when they decide to go at it again. They offer individual coaching sessions. Some of them are on call for 24-hour urgent assistance. This person's rates start at $1,600, while other coaches charge between $50 and $300 per hour.
What?
Per hour.
How do you sign up to be a divorce coach?
I know. I don't have any, I have no training in that, but I'm willing to be there for moral support if you need it.
I will do an aside gig to be a divorce coach.
Exactly. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. You know what's the absolute worst feeling at a concert? Like, you're standing there having the time of your life waiting for that song, the one that everyone knows, the one you put on every single playlist, and the band or the artist just doesn't play it. Has that ever happened to you, where you leave wondering if you accidentally showed up at a sound check instead of the actual show? You're like, wait, they didn't play that song.
That would be so disappointing, because I'd be like, oh my god, it's next, oh my god, that song's next, and it doesn't play. It's just it's disappointing.
Well, I guess that happened recently. Please forgive me for my knowledge on this band. I don't know a lot about them. The band is The Who, and Roger Daltrey from The Who was at a concert recently, and a fan kept shouting the song title of a song that I think was one of their biggest hits. Pinball Wizard. Do you know that song?
Mm-mm.
Here's what that sounds like.
He's a pinball wizard. There has to be a twist. A pinball wizard's got such a suffering.
I guess that's one of their big hits. Like, the only song I know from The Who is this one.
Same.
But I'm not a huge Who fan. So this guy, this fan, just keeps yelling, Pinball Wizard! Pinball Wizard! So excited, so pumped, like Roger Daltrey's right there in front of him. And Roger Daltrey was not having it. He basically shut the guy down and he said, I'm fed up with that. Done it too much. So the guy goes, as a fan to this concert, so excited to hear the song, and he's like, no, I've sung it too much. I'm not going to do it. Like, maybe it gets old singing the same song for 50 years.
Yeah.
I get it. But if it is one of your biggest hits, don't you kind of have to play it? Or is it fair for an artist to say, no, I'm over it?
I mean, with all due respect to this artist, it's just the fact that, are you going to put on shows for yourself? Or for the audience and your fans? Because at this point, I don't care if I'm sick of singing the same song for 50 years. If I know that's what the crowd wants, I'm going to give it to them. And that's, as an audience member and as a fan, that's what you're expecting, in my opinion.
Okay, well, I want to try something. Hey, will you guys do an experiment with me? 702-364-9400. I just need a few people, and I want you to try this too. I'm going to give you an artist, and you tell me what song they better sing at their concert.
Okay.
The one song that they had better sing. I want to kind of see if we're all on the same page on this. So I'll just give you a random artist, and then you tell me, what's the song that must be played at that concert? 702-364-9400. Steph, I'll start with you. You're going to an Olivia Rodrigo concert. What song had she better play?
If Olivia Rodrigo does not play Driver's License, I'm leaving.
Yeah. That's like,
she's
that's
gone.
The song.
Yes.
She has to play that song. That is the song that put her on the map in the music world. And so Olivia has got to play that. She's got like tons of bangers, but if she skips this heartbreak anthem, I think half of the Gen Z crowd will start crying in the parking lot. So we cannot allow that to happen. All right, let's pick another artist here. How about, she's coming to town this weekend with Kendrick Lamar, SZA. What song, if you're at the SZA concert this weekend, had she better sing, because you will lose it if she does not sing this song.
Oof. If SZA's at Allegiant, she's coming on tomorrow night, and she doesn't play Kill Bill, I'm going to be so upset.
That's the one. I agree completely. You and I are on the same page. I might kill my ex if that doesn't get sung live. I'd be like, are we even at the right concert? Okay, we're going to go to some of your calls here, and I'm going to give you an artist, and you tell me the song that must play. Let's talk to Sandra. Sandra, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. Okay, so give me your age range so I know what kind of artist to go with here.
I'm 45.
Okay, 45. Let's go with, let's go with Backstreet Boys. You go to a Backstreet Boys concert, what is the one song that they had better sing if you're at that show?
I Want It That Way.
I agree. That's the one. That is the one song where every grown man and woman in the audience suddenly remembers every year, every single word.
At the top of their lungs.
Every middle school dance move. You are brilliant, Sandra. Thank you for that. Let's talk to John. Hey, John, how you doing this morning?
Did you pick him up?
Oh, let me try this again. John, good morning.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good. I'm going to give you an artist. Give me your age range so I know what kind of artist to give you.
41.
41. Okay. Let's give you The Killers, okay? If you go to a Killers concert, what is that song that they had better sing or you are going to absolutely lose it?
The Killers. I think the song I know from them is the... Showing all in my cage and I was doing just fine. Is that them?
Yeah, Mr. Brightside.
I love how he knows the lyrics, but not the song title.
Every single one of these, I have agreed 100% with you guys. Thank you, John. Brian, good morning. How you doing?
I'm 40 years old.
40 years old. Okay. Brian, I'm going to give you, let's see, what artist should I give you here? How about, this is going back a little bit, but I think you will still be familiar with them. Journey. You're going to an old school Journey concert. What song had they better play?
It wasn't them. Don't Stop Believing.
Yes, of course.
Of course it's Don't Stop Believing.
How could you go to a Journey concert without hearing Don't Stop Believing? I mean, even if Steve Perry is not the lead singer, you still need to hear that song.
With all due respect to Journey, what other hits do they have?
Oh, they have a lot of hits.
They do?
Yes. I don't know the names of them, but they do. No, they really do. I just cannot, for the life of me, think of the Journey
hits. I'm looking at our list. We have, like, Open Arms,
yes,
Faithfully,
yes,
Any Way You Want It. Any Way You Want It. On it. That's the way you need it.
Okay. Oh, maybe we have to play that for the Friday Rewind. Ooh. Okay, before we wrap this up, I'm just going to give you rapid fire.
Okay.
I'm going to say the artist. No explanation necessary. You tell me the hit, okay?
Okay.
Billie Eilish.
Bad Guy.
Yep.
Better do Bad Guy.
Harry Styles.
Harry Styles. As It Was.
Yep. We're on the same track. Okay, this one is a little tricky. And you're a fan. Beyonce.
Oh, her biggest hit is Crazy in Love.
Whoa, I thought Single Ladies. This is the first one we disagreed on, but I have to divert to you because you're the bigger Beyonce fan.
Well, she always does Crazy in Love at all of her shows, and she doesn't do Single Ladies at a lot of her shows. Like Cowboy Carter, she doesn't do Crazy in Love. Renaissance, she doesn't do Single Ladies. She always does Crazy in Love.
Didn't know that. Okay, last one. Sabrina Carpenter, you go to her show, she better play...
Espresso.
Yes. Okay. So we're all on the same page now. If these stars don't play their hits, we boycott. We riot. We go to the streets.
We take them to the streets of Allegiant Stadium.
I love it. Well, I'm sorry if you were a Who fan at that concert. Hopefully they'll start playing Pinball Wizard. And I obviously have a lot of Who homework to do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Do you want tickets to the happiest place on earth? We have a 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort, and we will be giving them away before the end of the hour. So keep listening. Your chance to win coming up very shortly. You know how sometimes family just does not respect your boundaries, and then somehow you end up being the bad guy? Steph, you are in the thick of it right now. What is going on?
Man, I'll have to take this back to January, but this family member has crossed boundaries with us, and it just feels like they're not getting it. And this is what happened back in January. They came to visit this certain family member, and we told them that for James's birthday weekend, which James's birthday is today, that we have plans with friends, we might go to the Kendrick Lamar concert, and so forth. And they go, oh my gosh, because we were going to invite you guys to New York City. We have a free hotel. We'd love for you guys to join for James's birthday. And we're like, sorry, we got plans. A couple months pass by. They reach out again. They said, hey, look, the New York City plans fell through. Would love for you guys, or I would love to visit you guys in Vegas. And we're like, again, you guys can come. Of course, we're not going to tell you not to come to Vegas, but you can come. We just have plans.
You've got a lot going on this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not the best weekend to come, but were they coming just to go visit Vegas, or were they coming specifically for James' birthday?
That's where the lines are a little bit mixed.
Okay.
We're not completely sure if they're just coming for fun or if they're really coming for James.
Okay.
Okay. So March is, that was around March. A couple weeks later, they reach out to me personally saying, hey, if we buy James's Kendrick Lamar ticket, do you think that would be a good birthday gift? Again, crossing boundaries. We've told you we've got this. Make your own plans. We're like, I basically said, don't worry about us. You guys make your own plans. Again, being polite. Now, this past week, they reach out again. They asked us if they can stay the night at our place on Sunday night.
Oh.
And I'm like, they're not getting it. They're not understanding. They're not reading the room. We've politely told them many times we have plans. So now my husband responds. James goes, hey, if this weekend is anything like last weekend, we think it's probably best that you keep your reservation at your hotel and stick it through Monday morning. They responded, and this, it breaks my heart because they just don't get it. They said, having your family stay less than 10 minutes from you in a hotel is wild to me.
Oh gosh, now here comes the guilt trip.
And it's like, and this is a, get this too. It's a conversation between James and his family member. I am completely not in the middle, but more like an outsider and frustrated because James is coming to me with his issues and it's his birthday.
Like you, now it's being completely overshadowed by this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have a situation where a family member just really crossed a line with you? And what kind of reaction did you have? And what do you think Steph should do in this situation? Like, there's one side of me that is like, maybe they just really want to spend time with you. And it's always nice to be loved.
Right.
You know, it's always nice to be loved. But at the same time, you've been pretty clear. Look, we already have plans. We've got stuff that is going on. And just on the staying at your house, I know some people are probably like, it is wild. Like, why wouldn't you at least let them spend the night? I don't think people get it unless they like do our job. And Sunday nights are like the worst night to be distracted.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're preparing for the whole week. It takes a long time. For anyone that doesn't know that there's a lot of prep that goes into this job, thank you, because you make it sound like, you know, it looks easy.
It's easy when it's really, we do a lot of prep.
Yeah. So in that situation, I get it. You don't want the distraction because you won't get your work done.
No.
You just won't get it done. So what are you guys going to do now?
So I did what I did when I usually need therapy now, is I went to ChatGPT.
Oh, gosh. I say, oh, gosh, because I'm like, oh, welcome to the ChatGPT world, because this is where I go for therapy. My ChatGPT is my therapist.
So I told ChatGPT my whole situation, my frustrations, where they lie, how they're crossing boundaries. And they came up with an amazing response. And this is what I forwarded to James. Again, this is up to James on how he wants to handle it because I shouldn't get involved. But this is what ChatGPT said. We're really glad you're coming to town and we hope you have a great trip. But as we mentioned a while back, this weekend just does not work for us to host or hang out. We're not doing this simply to be savage or simply because of anything else. We love you. But we have commitments prior to when you guys originally had this trip. We love you, and we hope you understand that setting boundaries doesn't mean that we're shutting you out.
That's really good. That's really detailed, too.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, it sounds like you're the smartest in the room with that. ChatGPT is so smart.
Yeah, but then I feel like if James sent this to this family member, this family member would be like, who wrote that?
Yeah,
for you?
Like, they would know immediately.
Yes.
So this is where you ask ChatGPT, give me a response that in my tone.
Oh.
And that way they'll give it to you in more like the way you speak and the way you type.
Let me see. Give me a response in my tone. I'm asking ChatGPT.
I asked it in my tone. I said,
oh,
give a response to Steph's family member in my tone. And it says, oh, I'm sorry. Did you want me to tuck you in and read you a bedtime story too? Maybe next time. Let me know before you book your guilt trip.
Oh my God.
Dang. They think I'm snarky. Chatty, this is not me. Why are you giving me mean responses?
Hold up. Can you copy and paste that to me? Can you say that one more time so I can maybe do it in my own words?
I'll send it to you. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want me to tuck you in and read you a bedtime story too? Maybe next time, let me know before you book your guilt trip.
That is incredible. James, babe, if you're listening, take notes.
You've got your answer. All right, let's do it. It is time to win with Heads Up. We've got a 4-pack of reserved seats to the advanced screening of DreamWorks' How to Train Your Dragon. It's happening June 9th at AMC Town Square. We've got your passes right now with Heads Up. It's Friday, so we only have one category left. It's a namaste. And if you get 6 answers in 60 seconds, these tickets are yours. Caller 20, you get to play right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, let's get our contestant, Amanda. You ready to play Heads Up, Amanda?
Amanda's, are our phones working?
My phone is not working. Let me try it over here.
Let me start.
Hey, Amanda.
Hi.
Hey, good morning. You are caller 20. Are you ready to play Heads Up?
Yes.
All right, let's do it. We've got these passes, 4 of them, to our advanced screening of How to Train Your Dragon. Your category is Namaste. National Meditation Day is tomorrow. So these are all things that are associated with meditation, okay?
Okay,
let's do this. We just need to get 6 in 60 seconds and you will win. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
All right, guys, your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
When I go like this, I am doing what?
Sigh.
No. In, out. Exhale, inhale.
Exhale, inhale.
What is that called?
Breathing.
Yes. This is like when I do warrior's pose and child's pose and downward dog.
Yoga.
Yes. This, sometimes people buy these to give them good vibes. They're rocks and some are different varieties. They use these in meditation sometimes.
I forgot what they're called.
Okay, this is, I'm going to pass that. Oh gosh, these are all, you have a bunch, like 7 different ones of these that go down your body. Like one is your head, one is in like your throat. These are so hard. Oh my God.
Focus point.
Close. Let's pass. This is when you see yourself doing something. You're able to do this. You're able to,
Time, guys.
I am so sorry. That was so hard. Like breathing, yoga, crystals, mindfulness, higher self. I was talking about chakras. Visualize. I am not in the right
frame
of mind.
That was a tough one.
I know. I am so sorry on that, Amanda. That means caller 20 right now. You are going to get these tickets for reserve seats to the advanced screening of DreamWorks How to Train Your Dragon on June 9th at AMC Town Square. Those tickets are yours right now for caller 20, 702-364-9400.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
We have some breaking news. If you are a Taylor Swift fan, or even if you're not, this is going to be the story of the day. Taylor Swift just made a post on Instagram directing people to her website for a handwritten letter that she has put out to fans. And she just pulled off the music industry's equivalent of a mic drop. She officially owns her master recordings again.
Yes,
yes.
Taylor!
Years after her first 6 albums were sold off, first to Scooter Braun and then to Shamrock Capital, Taylor bought them back for around $360 million. That is the same amount Shamrock paid for them in 2020. So no profit for Shamrock. But hey, they're going to get a friendship bracelet from her.
And not only a friendship bracelet, but maybe other things too. That is so amazing.
Yeah. In a post on her website, she said she spent 2 decades with the carrot dangled and then yanked away. She thought it might never happen, but now every song, video, and embarrassing teenage lyric is hers. She says she's been randomly bursting into tears. The drama started back in 2019 with her old label. They sold her music without her knowledge. And she started re-recording those albums, as we know, as Taylor's version, just to take control back. And let's be honest, to make her old label sweat. And that they did, because every re-recorded album has dominated the charts and just left the originals in the dust. And fans are still waiting for debut and rep TV.
Yeah.
But the streaming numbers speak for themselves. Swifties would listen to her sing The Dictionary at this point. Well, she says that she can still put those out, but at this point, it would be more of a celebration to put those out than it would to have a Taylor's version. She said, full transparency, I haven't even re-recorded a quarter of Rep TV.
No kidding.
Yeah, she said the Reputation album was so specific to that time in my life, and I kept hitting a stopping point when I tried to remake it. All that defiance, that longing to be understood while feeling purposely misunderstood. So she says, you know, she did finish Debut, and she is fine with putting that out. She says she really likes how it sounds now. But at this point, these two albums can still have their moment to reemerge when the time is right, if that would be something you guys would be excited about. But if that happens, it won't be from a place of sadness and longing for what I wish I could have. It will just be a celebration now.
Wow. Okay, well, one, I was honestly looking forward to Rep TV. It's my favorite album of Taylor Swift's. And it's good to know that she did record her first album. That's her self-titled album, right?
Debut, yeah.
Debut, okay. Mm-hmm. And that's the song with You Belong With Me on there?
I believe so. Okay. Yeah. Oh, no. Is that, which one is that on? Anyway, go ahead.
But yeah, to continue, I think regardless, this is incredible news, but I think to keep the Swifties hungry and wanting more, she should re-release Rep TV too.
Yeah, it sounds like she's got a lot to go on that. And You Belong With Me was not on that one. One was Teardrops on My Guitar and Tim McGraw and all those songs. But yeah, she's only a quarter of the way done on it. So it's going to take a while.
And it might be a while, but I mean, think about it. We'll wait. I'll wait.
100%.
Take your time, 100%. Girl.
100%. So yeah, that is going to be the story that everyone is talking. My daughter is going crazy. She says, she'll release she's explaining to me this whole celebratory thing. I think we'll definitely celebrate those versions, but now we can listen guilt-free to the original recordings.
Oh my gosh, now which one do we choose? The old version or Taylor's version?
Yeah, this is true. Also this morning, the winner of the Scripps National Spelling Bee was crowned last night. Faizan Zaki, who was last year's runner-up, won with the word éclaircissement.
Oh no.
Éclaircissement. Can you spell éclaircissement?
What in the world is that?
Merriam-Webster defines a word as a clearing up of something obscure. Éclaircissement.
That sounds like it's French, one, but maybe éclaircissement. Okay, ready. E C L A I R E-S-M-E-T.
No, but that's okay. That's okay. I don't think I would have gotten it either. It's E with an accent over it. C-L-A-I-R-C-I-S-S-E-M-E-N-T. He's a 13-year-old from Allen, Texas. He had a chance to win in the 8th round, but he flubbed the word Kamalina, but nonetheless, he was able to come back and secure the $50,000 prize. So he's only the fourth runner-up to go on and win the spelling bee the following year. So that was pretty cool.
That's an underdog story.
Yeah, for
That's
sure.
Cool.
Finally, this morning, do you think this is even possible? Or does this lady just need to move on from her ex? So this woman by the name of Christine Connell is trending after she claimed her ex-boyfriend's nasty gas gave her a sinus infection that has lasted 7 years.
Come on.
So here's what happened. She had just had surgery on her ankle and she was staying in a hotel with her boyfriend. She was in bed and he was getting into bed naked when he let one go. And she said it was so awful. She had never smelled anything like it before. She didn't say how long ago they broke up, but shortly after he did that, she developed a sinus infection and it stuck with her ever since. And doctors couldn't figure out what was causing it, but she recently had a culture done and the results showed she had E. coli in her sinuses.
No way!
And E. coli usually comes from feces. or from not washing your hands.
Ew.
So she thinks that the bacteria that had been living in her nose came from her boyfriend's colon.
Do you think this is true? Do you think that this can happen?
Well, I haven't seen an actual expert weigh in yet, but it sounds like it could happen if the conditions were just right. The fact that he was naked is the only reason it might be possible.
Oh, because there was no like coverage.
Yes. So if he had pants on, that would have been kind of like a filter, right? And then prevented the E. coli from reaching her face.
They do say that you can get pink eye if someone farts on your pillow.
Oh my gosh.
So maybe she has a case.
She might need surgery so they can go in and scrape the bacteria out. So
I mean, you could get revenge on an ex for like maybe cheating on you, but getting you a sinus infection from E. coli from a fart.
That is so disgusting. All right. Coming up next, your chance to win tickets to Disneyland. Trust us, you do not want to go anywhere. It's Mix 94.1. X94.1. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Melissa.
Melissa, you're caller 20.
Oh, I can't believe it.
You are going to the happiest place on earth. We have a 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets for you to go to Disneyland. Congratulations.
I'm shaking right now. I scared the crap out of my dog.
We don't want that. No scaring the dogs. But this is going to be great because I just want to prepare you. Just don't scare them when you hear this. You're qualified for the grand prize where you could win a 2-night stay at the hotels at the Disneyland Resort and upgraded 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets, okay?
That's even better.
We are going to do the grand prize drawing for that today, and you are in that. But for now, congratulations. You are a big winner. And if you still want those Disneyland tickets, Heather Collins will have a pair for you this afternoon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.